My name's Hunter Smith. I started Jumbo Records in 1971 and I retired in 2014. When I was buying records in the 60s probably. To start with, as the rock and roll revolution sort of mushroomed, lots of stores gave over quite a large space for music, displaying it, and also booths to listen to it. Valance's was one. They had a whole wall, I don't know, probably 20 listening booths. They were just like a hood, and then they had some speakers in, and they must have had some record player behind the deck with a number on it, and you say, oh, can I listen to this, and you go in. But very, very quickly, shop owners realised that people just misused it, and they went in and they spent ages there and then just slinked out when they'd listened to whatever they want and didn't buy it. I mean, some people obviously did. So that didn't last very long. I would say by the middle 60s, most of these booths out of all the shops had gone. I mean, they were made out of plywood, they were quite simple. It was just a hood. I remember loads of them had them in, and they all fizzled out. And then probably the play music just generally over the system, and you just have to guess. Until Virgin came along in about 70, 71, maybe 72, and they had a whole room upstairs in one of the Victorian streets, and they... the store was downstairs with stuff on display and things like that, and you say, hey man, can you play this, and you go upstairs and they'd even have mattresses on the floor and then headphones strung from the ceiling, and that was the way they started. But there again, that didn't last very long. It just gets misused. HMV started probably in the very late 60s in a side street. And I think you could ask them to play it over the system if they weren't too busy, but if it got busy, then, oh, I haven't got time to play it now, that sort of thing. So that's the way it sort of went in the 60s and on into the 70s. And when we started, we did the same thing. We just, somebody asked for something, you just play it over the general system. As we got going, we specialised in singles. When we started, H&B by then were really big, and Virgin were just coming on song, just in small shops, and then they got bigger and bigger. And then there was other shops like Seen and Heard. Valance's still had a small record department, Kitchens, and then the sort of leftover shops from the 50s that were winding down and things like that. Round Leeds there was tiny little shops here, there and everywhere, but they're usually very specialist, just in one sort of music, either that or second hand shops. I mean, I used to run bands around in the 60s. I had a band and people would bring me, oh, could you run us here, could you run us there, because there's lots and lots and lots of bands around, especially in Leeds, yeah. And through that I met some DJs. The last band I was running around, really, they were quite good. And two DJs, when the band split up, said, oh, do you think we could buy the PA equipment? You've got a van, and we'll get some decks, and we'll start a mobile disco. And so that's what happened. And then within about 3 weeks, it got so busy, I had to actually start DJing. And so I got into this cycle, and I was working for a company that sold car radios and stereo equipment, and I ran their tape department because customers wanted tapes and whatnot. Anyway, cut a long story short, I ended up having a shop. I thought it was a good idea at the time. Somebody offered me a small space in the back of his shop. He was selling cassettes and cassette equipment, and he said, oh, it'd be good to just have somebody doing records in the back of the shop. And that was in the Merrion Centre, so I just started with no particular plan or anything like that. It just went, and so within 3 months he said, I'm sorry, I'm going to have the space now, and so you're going to have to move out, because I have money here, there and everywhere. So I waltzed around Leeds for several days, and I found a room in one of the Victorian arcades and started there. And I got somebody to buy a lot of the stock from me for a record shop in Wakefield, actually, for that, far less than I bought it for, but just to pay my bills. And so I concentrated on singles. And so this is how I started. Oh, we could just play singles over the shop, you know. Oh, could you just play me that one? And you play it. Oh, somebody at the back of the shop would say, I have that. And that went on well into the 70s until... We specialised a lot in soul and reggae and things like that, where it was never played on the radio, so people needed to hear it. But eventually it got so much that just every day you had strings of people coming in, could you play me the latest one, could you play me the latest one? And it did start to slow us down a bit. And then punk hit town, and we were really specialising mainly in black music at the time. But we were just in the right day, because a lot of the punks really like reggae and bluebeat and things like that. And so, late 70s, the shop just took off. We'd moved by then out of the little arcade into the Merriam Centre. And so, until we moved in 1988, we played stuff over the system. Till it got busy, and then you just put an album on, say, look, it's really busy at the moment, I'm sorry we can't play. And it did cause some friction and things like that. So when we moved into the St John's Centre in 88, we had a little booth built at the end of the counter. And so you could say, if you just go in there, we'll play this, that and the next thing. And then you get a little cue, and you say, well, you have to knock on the window and say, sorry, you know, there's people waiting. And that worked for a few years, sort of from 88 to probably 94 or something like that. And then we just took the glass out of it, and we just had headphones. And we had a few things where you could put a CD on and the person could actually change the tracks themselves. So that's really like it. It's great playing stuff, but it does affect business eventually if you're not careful. So it's best just to have an album playing all the time over the system, and occasionally, you know, if you see a customer that you know really well and you know, oh, he likes that sort of music and there's something new that he might like, you just sneakily take the album off and put another one on. You'll see him look up and he'll come across and say, hey, what is this that's playing? So that's a trick you learnt over the years, but I digress.